Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brooks moves beyond Simple Canning 101 in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Around the fall equinox, in an increasing number of kitchens of all sizes across this great land, jars full of what grew in the garden 2012 are being lowered into giant pots full of boiling water. I've done my share of canning, but it's always been about ready-to-eat foods, foods that have obvious partners. You know, dilly beans to be consumed straight out of the jar with an adult beverage when friends come by, peach jam smeared on slices of bread already thick with peanut butter, tomato sauce and pasta, food like that. The relishes, the chutneys, the krauts, the French style of preserve called agrodoux, they always seemed fussy and I was never sure what to do with these condiments, what they'd taste good with or on. Enter Chef Paul Virant of V Restaurant in Western Springs, Illinois, just west of Chicago. Most of us think of canning and preserving as being the exclusive territory of the home cook. But Chef Virant has brought canning and preserving, everything from chow chow to preserved porcini mushrooms to smoked apple butter, into his restaurant during all seasons. It wasn't something he picked up at culinary school.
Maybe now it might be different. I mean, I think culinary schools, I think Kendall, you know, I think the CIA, I think there are some schools that are getting into whatever trends that are in the industry, whether it's like charcuterie, you know, some of the molecular stuff, you know, and I think preservation is something that is something that is being taught, you know, or is at least maybe as an elective class, you know, but it was not anything. It was not part of the curriculum when I was in school. So it was definitely something that you had to seek out. I mean, I think it's like anything. I think if you're really into something, you look to learn about all the different aspects of it.
Chevron's premise with preserves is pairing, not just by taste, but also by the food's heft. More solid winter meals can be brightened up by the sweetness and light of summer fruit preserves, for example. A gooey brie-style cheese baked in pastry somehow induces less guilt when pierced by the sharp flavor of a cranberry agrodoux. The balance of flavors, textures, and chemistry are key to such pairings and fascinated Chef Virant as he worked in restaurants after finishing culinary school.
I worked for a chef, this guy Wayne Nish at March in New York, whose mother was Japanese and his father was from Malta, which was really kind of a crazy combination of Mediterranean and Japanese. And I think that's where like I really started to get drawn towards that idea of, you know, protein or rich foods or something, then balance with something acidic, whether it's a vinaigrette or a pickle or a sauerkraut, you know. So, and then I just started to get into it, and it was like, you know, took off from there.
Every late summer for the past several years, Chef Virant has come to Urbana-Champaign to present a dinner to patrons at Prairie Fruits Farm, which is just a few miles north of town. This year, the dinner revolves around preserves and the pairing of those preserves with other seasonal foods. It's based directly on his 2012 cookbook, The Preservation Kitchen, and the menu is designed to feature some of Prairie Fruits Farm's cheeses. Chef Virant has been a huge supporter of local farms for years. He'd love to see food processing and preserving facilities pop up to help farmers add value to the produce they grow, and loves doing special events with farms. It's almost like a day off for him.
It's probably got the most to do with two things. One is the quality of products that you get that simplify things for us and makes our jobs a ton easier. And then equally as important, it's about the relationships that you've formed with these farmers, cheesemakers, or whatever.
The end of the growing season approaches, people. The Brussels sprouts are coming and make a wicked sauerkraut. There are apples and pumpkins to be buttered, hot peppers still to be pickled, butternut squashes still to be agrodoux'd. Get out your jars, your crocks, and your big giant pots. Your table will thank you in a few months as you dream of spring and pickled asparagus. Or is that just me? For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Brooks